Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast. You get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the CEO of Midnight Sun Mining, Brett Richards, to learn about an exciting copper opportunity. Sit down for a chat with Brett Richards, the president and CEO of Midnight Sun Mining Corp., and it's a little like talking to the cat that ate the canary. Midnight Sun is sitting on a very prospective copper project, the Solwezi licenses in copper-rich Zambia, and it was the recent subject of a full-length Stockhouse feature article. But that is only a small part of the story here. The former holder of these licenses is First Quantum Minerals, the large-cap base metals producer that owns and operates the gigantic Kansanshi copper mine located just 15 kilometers away. Given the robust copper intercepts that Midnight Sun has been producing in its exploration drilling, plenty of mining observers would strongly suspect that First Quantum would like to reacquire these two licenses. Fueling that speculation still further are the very significant cobalt readings that accompany many of these drilling intercepts. As mining investors already know, cobalt has exploded onto the radar of the mining industry for two important reasons. The rise of the lithium-ion battery and the electric vehicle market has been the catalyst for a huge jump in cobalt demand. And then as an extremely inelastic metals market, it is especially difficult to increase the cobalt supply. These very bullish supply-demand fundamentals have led many mining analysts and mining companies to conclude that cobalt provides the strongest upward price pressure of any metals market today. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to catch up with CEO Richards to get a clearer picture of Midnight Sun's Solwezi project and how the cobalt mineralization already identified here can impact the economics of a potential mining operation. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial. I have the pleasure of speaking with Brett Richards. We're here today to get the latest news on Midnight Sun and exploring for copper in Zambia. Thanks for joining me today, Brett.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into the questions here, since I'm sure our listeners are eager to get more information. The Stockhouse audience has already been introduced to your company, so let's dive right into a discussion of your Zambian properties. Give us a brief summary of these two licenses.
Yeah, happy to, Jeff. We have 60% ownership of two licenses in the kind of southwest area of Solwezi in the northern part of the Copper Belt. Our licenses contain about 500 square kilometers of landmass, and we've been working them for over the past 3 years, and to date we've done about 10,000 meters of diamond drilling and about 25,000 meters of air core drilling, in addition to a whole host of geochemical work, geophysical work, and other mineralogy and metallurgical studies that have been done. So we're actually kind of mid-stage in the exploration process. In 2018 is where we'll be taking both of these licenses kind of through the next phase of development.
So it's a large land package. You've already done lots of drilling. Can you expand upon the project highlights as well as some of the more impressive copper intercepts in the drilling results to date?
Yeah, happy to. We have in these two licenses, both 12124 and 21509, we've identified a potential new dome structure kind of south of Solwezi in our 12124 license, and we have identified a small dome structure up in the northwest of 21509, and the targets that we have are quite substantial. There are six targets on our license where we've done historical work and identified mineralization, and through both through drilling and through geophysical and geochemical work. And we'll be developing kind of the most advanced one, which will be Mitu. And Mitu, we had a discovery hole last year of 4.23% copper over 11.6 meters. And it's mineralized over a 3,000 meter strike along a 17 kilometer long identified ore shales, which host the same type of mineralization as we've identified in our discovery hole of over 3,000 meters. We have hit some really decent grades up in 22 zone up in the north, where we've hit 5.71% copper equivalent over 11.3 meters. And we've got some very serious soil chem anomalies down the south in Dumwa North. So 1,000 parts per million over a couple hundred meters along a 14 kilometer trend. So this is something else we need to develop. But all of these five and six targets that we have on these two licenses are all at various stages of development themselves. and all, quite frankly, could be individual mining operations themselves, given the size of the strike, the size, scale, scope, and grade that we're seeing. All of these can be, fairly substantial on their own in their own right.
So impressive numbers and the potential for several projects here. Now let's talk about your neighbors. First Quantum is not the only large cap mining company with operations close by. Tell us about some of your other neighbors.
Yeah, the northern part of the Copper Belt up in the Solwezi region is quite populated with a number of operations. About 100 kilometers west of us, First Quantum have their Sentinel and Enterprise operations on the Trident project. And about 60 kilometers west of us, Barrick have the Lumwana operation. And as we know, we're around 10 kilometers from the Kansanchi mining complex in Solwezi. But around our, specifically our two licenses, we are surrounded by, others who are exploring just as we are. Rio Tinto, MMG, BHP are all surrounding our licenses. So we're in good company. I hope we're in good company. And, for us is to put our head down, get through our program, get this to a maiden resource by the end of the year, and then work on stepping it out in size and scale and developing each of these targets in their own right.
So you've got a very prospective land package. You've got some big neighbors around you. So here's a question which obviously a lot of our investors are going to want me to ask. Have you been having any discussions with these companies with respect to some sort of joint venture or related transaction?
It's something we don't really talk about in this business because we have confidentiality agreements and non-disclosure agreements. But I will say this, there are majors up in this region. They are all after big projects. They're after size, scale, scope, grade. We seem to be ticking all those boxes as we go through our development. And quite frankly, my goal is to deliver the best shareholder value to Midnight Sun shareholders. And I'll do that by staying in this game as long as we can, raising money, putting the money into the ground, developing each of these targets. And what comes of it at the end of the day will come of it. And whether we get to develop this or whether someone else gets to develop it, I think it's highly speculative and it's quite a ways down the road. But it is a good place to be, as you've identified. We are surrounded by a lot of large cap mining companies, and it just gives us future optionality, which plays well for our story.
Fair enough. We'll let investors connect the dots there for themselves. But now let's talk cobalt. What are some of the highlight numbers with respect to the cobalt mineralization?
In the drilling that we've just concluded in 2017 and even some of the work we did in 2016, we noticed that we were picking up cobalt in these carbonaceous shales along the Mitu trend. And they're not immaterial. And given cobalt at $38 today, with a lot of speculation over these past couple of mining conferences down at Mining Indaba, and lots of speculation about cobalt going in one direction based on the demand and based on the supply, both are talking about a cobalt deficit in the coming 12 to 24 months. So some of the numbers that we have, we have about a 15-to-1 ratio from our copper grade to our cobalt grade, and it does add 40 or 50 cents to our copper equivalency. So, it's meaningful. It's not immaterial. But the unusual thing is there's not a lot of cobalt in Zambia, and for us to be finding it in our mineralized area is actually quite unique. So, I'm happy we have it. It plays well to our copper equivalency and plays well to our story, and we're going to continue to develop it.
So this looks like a big bonus for shareholders. Let's see if we can do a little bit of number crunching here. Roughly speaking, how much potential improvement in the overall economics of the project do you think these cobalt credits represent?
Well, at today's numbers, they probably add kind of anywhere from 5 to 10%. So like I say, it's not hugely material, but that's at today's cobalt numbers. And if cobalt goes on a run, you can see potentially going up to 15% or maybe even 20%. So that does start to play on the economics, and that is quite interesting to have that little kicker at the end of the day. We also have nickel and we also have gold, but cobalt obviously is in a place right now where where it is going to have kind of the most financial impact as well as one of our byproducts.
So certainly the potential for byproduct credits to take your cash costs way down. But for interested investors, can you please outline your development timetable for this project over the next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, so what we're planning on doing is we are going to be putting a 20,000 meter program together, diamond drilling for 2018, and we're going to break it up into phases. First phase will be 10,000 meters. We'll do interp and evaluation, and then we'll put together the second 10,000 meters, and we will look to carry on right into 2019. This year is about the definition drilling. This is about defining a maiden resource, and next year will be about infilling and stepping out to provide not only the quality of the resource and increase the quality of the resource, but also to increase the quantity of the resource. And that will take us out through 2019. It's our intentions to run right through the rainy season next year. Now that we have the infrastructure set up, we have the teams on the ground that will be mobilizing within the next 2 weeks. We hope to get rigs turning fairly soon in April when the rain stops, and we hope to get our geophysical. We're going to be flying an airborne VTEM survey, geophysical survey, over both our licenses, and we'll put all of the data, the historical data, along with the VTEM survey, all together in kind of May, June, and we'll come up with our second phase of targets for the second 10,000 meters. We already have a target identified for the first 10,000 meters for the program.
So certainly lots of developments ahead to whet the appetite of investors. Well, let me prepare a final summary here for our audience. Most mining analysts are now in agreement that a new bull market for copper has begun. Everybody agrees that there is a raging bull market for cobalt. Midnight Sun Mining Corp, come for the copper, stay for the cobalt. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Brett Richards, CEO of Midnight Sun Mining. Thanks for spending time with me today, Brett.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the time.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.